Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to meet with you each day as we face the issues. We pray that as you continue to join the issues broadcast each day, that you will invite friends and neighbors and others to join in also. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today, who should control our health care? Who should control our health? Do we have the responsibility, or is it the government's responsibility? What is the answer? We'll be talking about mask mandates, mandated vaccinations and COVID passes, and all that is on the agenda with the new Biden administration and what he has plans for us as Americans. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, the telephone number for you to dial in, ask your question, join in the dialogue and discussion is 831-0917, 831-0917. Later in the broadcast, we'll be interviewing a board-certified physician. We'll be talking about some of these issues, about mask mandate, what the masks do, are they helpful or harmful to the health? What about the vaccine? What's in them? Should we take the vaccine? Should we say no? Will it be a forced issue in the days to come in our nation? All of that's on the agenda for today. So hang in there. Don't turn your dial for the next hour. Looking forward to have you join in the dialogue and discussion with your questions and comments relative to the discussion today. Who should control our health? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It was Jesus in his discussion with his disciples that said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That ought to be the truth book for each and every one of us. Studying the word, meditating the word, allowing the word of God to direct our footsteps, allowing God's word to illumine our path, allowing the word of God to give us insight and wisdom as to what he would have us to do. And of the day and time in which we're living, ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply say, I believe searching for, seeking, and calling on God for his wisdom is a very, very, very needful and wise endeavor for every individual. As we study the scripture, we understand that God gives us insight and wisdom. Wisdom is that ability to take the knowledge and rightly apply it. That's God's wisdom. And there's a difference in God's wisdom and earthly wisdom. The Bible says in the book of James that earthly wisdom is sensual and demonic, but God's wisdom is from on high. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus himself said, I am truth. He's already said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he says, I am truth in John 14:6. Then Jesus says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to impact our lives each and every day. We should search for what God's word says. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very clear in the scripture in Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit after the rudiments of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. We need to be very, very careful that we do not allow the traditions of men and the rudiments of the world to impact our lives rather than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word is the pathway we should seek each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Truth Book. It was George Orwell, the one that was the writer of the dystopian fiction back in 1948. He said, title of the book was 1984. He projected a lot of things that we see that was projected for 84 that's happening right now. But ladies and gentlemen, he was a secularist. And as a secularist, he even saw this. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. It is the disdain and the absolute revulsion toward anybody that's going to stand for truth. That's what we see taking place today. That's dividing all of America. It's dividing society. We literally are living in two Americas today as a result of one factor, T-R-U-T-H, truth. And as a result of that, we're seeing the divisiveness and the hatred and the animus, because as Christians and conservatives, we need to stand on truth. And the fact is, and the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made a profound statement. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So I commend that to you, ladies and gentlemen. I believe there's coming a time, and very soon, that from the Christian perspective, as we stand on the truth and defend the truth, it will mean taking a stand, even if it means our lives. Now, I know that sounds harsh. That sounds way out. Some feel that that's just a conspiracy thought, but that's very realistic. And I believe we're going to see the exponential increase in that in the near future, the United States of America. We've watched deceit and a coup across America for the place called the President of the United States of America. And that one that's taking office to be sworn in on the 20th of this month, I believe it's going to make a vast difference in what we do as Christians and the direction that we take as a church and what we need to do to protect the Word of God and continue to profess and proclaim the Word of God. I believe it's going to take Christians that's willing to defend the truth and stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the professional landscape equipment for the homeowners, as well as for the power backup equipment for generation in times of emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, it's where the gigantic flag flows. 165-foot flagpole, American flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question to set the stage of where we're going today. Do you wear a mask? Why? In fact, let me just give you a little tidbit of information. On the side of the box, if you buy a mask, box of masks from Walmart and others, other brands also, it will tell you on the side of the box that it does not prevent COVID-19. Did you know that? Did you also know that on the side of the box of masks, it will tell you that it should not be worn for more than 2 to 4 hours? Did you know that? Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the pathogen called COVID-19 is about 0.1 micron, and yet the openings in the best mask are 3 microns? So you have to ask the question, can a 0.1 micron go through an opening of 3 microns? Yes, it can. In fact, the OSHA website says that it's like putting a chain link fence over your face to keep the gnats out, if you think putting a mask on is going to prevent COVID-19. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've warned about the fact that the socialist Marxist Democrats are going to change everything that we know to be constitutional and liberty for us all. In fact, I'm looking at a document that is on the Morning Online News. Democrats launch a campaign to change the Constitution and abolish the Electoral College. Dateline, January 13th, 2021. Democrats who long have chafed under the stipulations of the Constitution that make the United States a constitutional republic rather than a democracy have introduced a House resolution to abolish the Electoral College and exchange it with a national popular vote for president and vice president. Further in the article, it says, while Democrats now have the majority in the House, the Senate, and the White House, the measure is still not likely to succeed quickly because a constitutional amendment must be ratified by two-thirds of the state. But that tells us where they're going. That points out very clearly what they're wanting to accomplish. That along with the packing of the Supreme Court, that along with adding Puerto Rico and D.C. as two additional states to give them additional representatives that will guarantee in perpetuity the one-party system. Ladies and gentlemen, may I just simply tuck this in? It's not germane with the subject that we're talking about today, but I believe that we have just witnessed our last presidential election in America. Yes, in the future, there will be going through the acts of and the movements that seem to be an election. But this election, even though it was a coup, a stolen election, I believe it's the last election for a free constitutional republic. Now, I'm not doom and gloomist. I'm not a pessimist or a negative thinker. But I believe that that's what we've just witnessed. Based on what we see for the future of the United States of America with the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats at the helm, I'm concerned about it personally. Ladies and gentlemen, it's evident that the left will not be satisfied until they've destroyed our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Keep in mind, Joe Biden has already said he's going to confiscate weapons. Joe Biden has already said that he is going to be involved in everything that you and I as a free people would think would be antithetical to what we ought to that we love and that we ought to have as a nation, all that we've known for some 245 years, now under attack with the socialist Marxists on the left. But ladies and gentlemen, we as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we must not forget that God is still in full control of this old world. In fact, I'm looking at an article. Title of the article says, when life goes sideways, God's still in control. I think that's something that we need to remember and keep in mind each and every day. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this past year was a virtual nightmare. 2020, we saw the national lockdowns of businesses and churches and schools and most of society. In 2020, we watched as thousands of churches were locked down and multitudes of them still closed today. 2020, we watched millions millions that are out of a job and many still out of a job today as a result of the loss of business due to the lockdowns. Governors and mayors are still enforcing lockdowns and businesses and churches with the mask mandates and the stay-at-home orders. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that all of this is to protect our health, to protect our health. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, America has never had the government to intrude into supposedly protecting our health and the health care that we're witnessing today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're told that it is necessary in order to protect us from ourselves to have the government step in and give a mask mandate. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing through the Biden administration, the Biden-Harris administration, a forced vaccine requirement in the United States of America. I believe we're on the fast track for that. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the average of certainty from any governmental agency about what to do and what is good, we've seen the vacillation of all of 2020. The governmental spokespeople, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and Dr. Tedros, which is not a medical doctor, the head of World Health Organization, they'd make a statement today and 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, week later, they would vacillate, modulate, change, and modify that statement in some fashion. It's been, if you could use the term, a loosey-goosey, like nailing jello to the wall to figure out what is solid science and what is not in relationship to the government wanting to control our health. But ladies and gentlemen, what the government is not telling us and what multitudes are not aware of, that out of the deaths, and I shudder at the thought of any death, but nevertheless, the pathogen COVID is a deadly disease, deadly pathogen. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, 85% of those that have already died with COVID were mask wearers. They wore masks. Did it help? Was it detrimental? Is a mask detrimental to our health? Are vaccines detrimental to our health? How should we respond to those questions? What ought we to do in relationship to that? The socialist Marxists on the left prove murder by way of abortion, and they say it's based on a woman's right to control her own body. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, we are to believe that somehow, some way today, the mayors and the governors and even the executive branch in Washington, they're supposed to put out executive orders, and they supposedly have the authority to force free citizens to stay at home, stay in lockdown, keep the churches closed, and to wear a mask. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I find that antithetical to anything that's called constitutional liberties. I'm opposed to it. But the main thing that I am looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that much that we hear coming out of Washington and out of the talking heads for the governors and the mayors that still have some states and cities in lockdown, here in Duval County, we still have a mayor's executive order that's been renewed for 5 or 6 months every 30 days. That requires a mask to be worn. Howbeit, there is a caveat there. If you can't stay socially distanced, or if you are in a position where you can't have the freedom to move around, i.e. out of your home or in a business, unless you're wearing the mask, I'm concerned about that. But ladies and gentlemen, we are privileged to have today a medical doctor, board-certified physician, Dr. Stephen Grable, that's going to be talking with us about these issues and answering your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones. Dr. Grable, we're delighted to have you with us today. Thank you for taking time out of a very busy schedule to be with us on this broadcast to talk about these health issues and what we need to do. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues. Dr. Grable, would you take a moment, give an introduction of your background, your credentials, and your practice, and what you do each and every day?
Yes, Doc. It's really good to talk with you today. And yeah, I've been in practice for 30 years. I did 5 years of conventional, and I had a hospital practice and, you know, just kind of threw drugs at everything. And I realized that that really wasn't an optimal way to practice. So for the last 25 years, I've been practicing what's been coined functional medicine. And doctors like me, what we do is try to figure out what the underlying problem is. And then we can use medicines when needed, and we can use nutrition or natural things when called for. So we have a much bigger toolbox, if you will.
Dr. Grable, hold a minute. I believe we have a caller on the line. Joseph, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, would you want me to talk about the healthcare industry or the political situation?
Well, we're talking with Dr. Stephen Grable, which is a board-certified physician, 30-year practice, and I'd love to have you ask questions that would relate to the healthcare industry, the mask mandate, vaccines that's on the fast track today in America, asking Dr. Grable questions that might be on your mind as to your health and whether or not you need to wear a mask, should you wear a mask, what are the vaccines like, or anything related therein, I believe would be an appropriate approach to our broadcast today.
Well, I wear a mask to because of the weaker people who are afraid, you know, where that scripture talks about, you know, if this food offered to idols will offend people. Let me turn this thing down. But, you know, the healthcare industry is very complicated. I think the healthcare industry should be considered like a utility regulated specifically to protect citizens from abuse. We should not be dependent on China for medications. We need competition among the healthcare industry. And of course, only trained and licensed people should be allowed to treat patients. We need transparency in the real costs of medical treatment, and we need fair and reasonable laws for lawsuits against treatment providers. So, I mean, that's just off the top of my head.
Joseph, that's a pretty good scattergun with questions. I will toss that to Dr. Grable and let him respond to the portions of that that would be appropriate and beneficial for our listeners today. Dr. Grable, how do you respond to that broad smear of questions and comments and statements in relationship to healthcare?
Well, I think the thing you want to start with is what runs medicine in this country. And it's run by Big Pharma. Now, I'm not anti-medicine. I mean, I prescribe medicines every day. But unfortunately, corporations and Big Pharma literally controls the FDA, the CDC, the boards of medicine. They control the journals, the information. So my understanding is they have roughly 70% of advertising dollars are from Big Pharma. So they have their tentacles in virtually every aspect of our life. And so the information that's going to be disseminated is going to be from Big Pharma. And this is one of the struggles that we have, is trying to know what information, you know, our dear president has coined the term fake news appropriately. And unfortunately, that also spills over very often into even the medical literature. There was a Harvard professor, Marcia Engel, who was the editor of New England Journal of Medicine for 20 years. And she said with a heavy heart that over half the articles that were published in the New England Journal of Medicine never should have been published. And this was a real jaw dropper because, you know, many people worship at the altar of New England Journal of Medicine. So, you know, a lot of the information that comes down, for example, with masks, if you go back, there was a nice study done, a meta-analysis back in 2012, where they looked at over 10 studies which showed that masks did nothing to reduce the spread of influenza. And to my knowledge, and your listeners can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've not found a single study that shows that masks do prevent the spread of influenza. And COVID virus is actually smaller than influenza. So that's going to be even easier to get through masks and to be transmitted. So what happens
Dr. Grable, if I could jump in for a moment, sure. I mentioned by way in the early portion of my monologue that most people are not aware of the fact that on the side of the box that your mask come in, and they are packaged in, especially if they're bought through Walmart, it says clearly on the side of the box that this mask does not prevent COVID-19. And yet multitudes, I saw someone again the other day in their vehicle with latex gloves on, a giant mask whizzing down the road with all the windows rolled up. That's just almost laughable if we're not so sad to see how people are bowing at the altar of suggestion by the federal government. And you touched on, our caller touched on the money aspect behind it, and you touched on the money in Big Pharma in a recent study with the hospitals in Wisconsin, I believe it was Wisconsin, or Minnesota, I could be wrong, Wisconsin or Minnesota. Nevertheless, out of all of the hospitals, they had been paid an average of about $25 million each for COVID patients because they were paying the hospitals some $76,976 for each one that they admitted, and they admitted them under the pretense, or in some cases reality, called COVID, and then an additional $40,000 for the PPE that was required. And so as a result of that, the average hospital in that state received about $25 million from the federal government. So it is a money factor, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not the physician you are, but I believe it's the money factor, and Big Pharma, as you stated, that's driving the whole panic and the fear apparatus for society today about COVID-19. How do you respond to that thought?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my belief is, this is my personal opinion, my belief is this is trying to push us all towards this COVID vaccine, which we're going to cover in depth this Saturday at our seminar. But I think this is quite diabolical. You know, the studies that are coming out are showing that COVID is really just a nasty flu bug. And if you look at the total death rate in 2020, it's actually a little bit less or at the best comparable to previous years. Well, if COVID were this big, bad boogeyman, we ought to be seeing a marked increase in death rate, which we're not seeing. So
if you look at the rate of deaths, and I just looked at a survey from 2016, 17, 18, and 19 about the what you could call the common flu and the numbers, and yet we saw in 2020 the common flu dropped by about 98%. You have to ask the question, how or why? And I believe it's because the numbers associated with the common flu were then applied to and rated and called COVID-19. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be something that would be considered proper, but I believe that's what has taken place in the past 12 months, in particular in 2020 and thus far this year. And it seems as though common flu's just disappeared. And yet the hysteria on the television and the news media and out of the governmental officials is that we need to be very fearful of COVID-19. Do you think it's possible that they've been putting people in the hospital and rating it as COVID when it was just common flu?
Oh, absolutely. There, you know, and this also, you know, the CDC last August, the end of August of last year, said very quietly that they felt that the actual COVID death rate was probably about 6% of what's being reported. Well, at that time, there was roughly supposedly 200,000 people who had died from COVID, and this is all being pushed on, you know, by the media 24/7. Well, that brought that total rate then down below 10,000, which is fairly comparable to just influenza. And this is the other kicker, Doc, with all this stuff, is that the testing is notoriously inaccurate. So in my practice, I diagnose COVID, it's a fairly clear diagnosis that you can do by symptoms. Where if you have, and so your listeners, the things you want to watch for are, you know, headache, fever, chills. Patients really get exhausted. They because their immune systems are working, get very tired. They get very achy. They may lose their sense of smell or taste, which that feature is actually a good prognosticator, and absence of common cold symptoms. So you don't see a lot of runny nose, congestion, that sort of thing. So my patients who have those symptoms, I will make a diagnosis of COVID and treat them appropriately. And I think that's how we really should be doing this. The PCR test was never, even by the creator of that, Terry Mullis, he never said that this should be used in the way we're using it.
Absolutely. Dr. Grable, hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Stephen Grable, a board-certified physician. We're talking about masks. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the vaccines and whether or not they should be accepted by the general public. All of that we'll be discussing right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.